You're listening to the show about waterfalls of trust and broken tibias. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
But if it is real, I won't let Gully's End burn.
He's willing to break children's legs to achieve his ends.
Hey, ground rule number two.
What?
You're only allowed to talk if you're holding this koosh ball.
What's a koosh? What's a koosh? One of those spiky balls.
Oh, wait, I do have one in my purse.
I do have to know.
Guys, this is an inside joke.
It totally is.
Well,
it's
between
so
us,
good.
Everybody who's seen the great show,
everyone should see Baskets. It's so good. Everyone watch Baskets. It's absolutely beautiful and gorgeous and heartbreaking and hilarious. Yeah. So good. Please watch.
But I think we have been passing the kushi around. And I think Roscoe gets it back from Bathwack, and he says,
Bathwack, I hear in what you just shared, which thank you, by the way, I hear a lot of fear, and I want to honor that and articulate that. That must be really unpleasant for you to feel. And I'm sorry. Now, I'd like to also offer an alternate perspective. May I do that? You can touch the kushi to reply. Did you touch?
Sure.
Did you touch? Now, my alternate perspective is this. I don't know what this book is or what it does, but it might just be possible that what you saw maybe was in fact an image of me and Rafina standing by the fireplace in the Nitty Gritty Saloon just 5 minutes ago. Because we did stand in front of some roaring flames. And we were sweating up a storm over there. And so it's possible that the book just kind of got that wrong. And then maybe you got it even wronger. You know, that's what happens with scripture. There's a lot of room for misinterpretation.
So, Will, what did you see in that picture? Is it open for interpretation? I throw the koosh at him.
Oh,
I wasn't
wow.
looking at the koosh. It hits me in the face. I get
I like
mad.
How we're doing scriptural exegesis now.
What? I mean, I've never seen Gully's End, but it was a cliff. Yeah, it wasn't a fireplace. And it was definitely Roscoe and Rafina in front of the fire. Oh, yeah, I have to give Ooh. This koosh to somebody for them to talk, huh? But I
I'll
am
take
the koosh now! No! I have it!
Okay.
Did
well.
I have it? Did you take it already?
I can't reach it. You're holding it
gesturing.
Up.
I mean, we're sitting, right? I imagine Will gesturing like he has the koosh. He's very excited, and then Rafina already took it. I'm totally okay with that if that's what happened.
That's great.
I wanted to say is that I really love the parallelism between the koosh and the asterisk. I think they're very similar, and now I would like to give it to someone else.
Well, I will take that, and I would just like to say that Will, Bathwack, the two of you just had a moment of what I like to call breakthrough by agreeing with each other about the interpretation of a picture. And I think that's pretty cool. Don't you think that's pretty cool? You can nod.
Will looks like he's about to explode. He it's like he wants to talk really
Bathwack
badly,
nodded,
and he's looking
though.
At the koosh. He just wants to talk.
Well, Bathwack doesn't at least maybe communicate to you that although Will can come off as kind of ornery and critical at times, that in fact he might very well have just as good intentions as you do around protecting people, protecting Sheeny, getting items that you require, but maybe he just has different ways of going about it. But fundamentally, you both see the same fire roaring over the same cliff. Now, isn't that something? Isn't that cool? You can nod.
He nods.
I'll just set the koosh ball right here on the table.
Roscoe the dog grabs it.
And runs away.
Uh-huh.
And now we are forced to sit in silence.
He starts pulling at it, trying to rip it apart.
Oh my god.
He just looks up at you. It's almost as if he knows you can't yell at him. And he rips a big chunk out of the koosh bowl.
That's right. I like this dog. Okay, listen up. Bathwack. I already said what I said before, and nobody wanted to address it, but it's true. He is losing it. He fucking broke Shimi's foot or leg or whatever it was, and yes, he healed it, but he broke it. You killed somebody in that other town, okay?
Also an accident.
I didn't see it, so I don't know how to judge it.
We've killed hundreds of people, Will.
Yeah, I know. I don't care about the ethics. I'm saying that I'm worried about being around you, okay? I don't want you to reach for something from me and end up breaking my skull.
Oh, now, okay, first of all, one, how many people have you people killed? That's wild. I'll put an asterisk, a bracket that, because it's fairly serious. But Will, sounds like you too are operating from a place of fear. You're afraid because there's been some instability, perhaps some unpredictability in Batwack's actions. So just as he is afraid of a potential future characterized by fire, you too are fearful of a potential future characterized by unexpected torment inflicted on you by your friend.
Roscoe, you're new, okay? You're new to this situation. Yeah. What? Yeah, exactly. See? Agreed. Ooh, we see the fire again. Not friends. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the point is, if we're...
What I meant was friends plural. Like, maybe you're, it's not just about me, Will.
What do you mean? Oh, like I'm friends with Ravina? Wait, I must have not heard it out of character. I must have not actually heard what you said.
No, I was just adding an S to friends. Because Roscoe referred to Bathwick as your friend, and that you're worried about your friend hurting you.
Right.
And I was just pluralizing it. That's all. I'm also trying to make it not about me.
Friends? Wait a second. I don't think Rafina's going to hurt me. And Roscoe is an acquaintance at best. Okay, yeah, but that's like not actually, okay? Like, Bathwack is... How am I the only one seeing this? I mean, it's probably because of information I know. Bathwack, which I've been keeping under wraps. But
what
you
know
what? What do you mean? What do I know? I mean, does everyone know this? Maybe I'm forgetting this. But, you know, the deal, the deal that you made...
I think it's come out.
Has it?
I think you guys have talked about
I don't know about this. What deal?
I don't think that Will has said... Has
I
he?
Thought so, but
Roscoe
maybe I'm
doesn't
wrong.
Know.
Well, this is a great opportunity to rehash and reveal.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't
really
know if he would. I don't...
Hold on, is it really a deal? Like, well, that I don't remember using...
Well, Bathwack keeps saying... Yeah, you know, me and Bathwack have had a discussion about this. I don't think I have revealed this at all to anyone else, like, on purpose, at least.
Okay. Sorry, I must just be misremembering.
That he has the crown because of the Kingmaker. So I apologize if that's inconsistent, but I don't think I've tried to make sure that I was sticking by Bathwack and not revealing that. Unless Bathwack revealed it at some point, I don't think I would have.
Mark Jessen, where are you?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, like, I don't know, Bathwack. I feel like, I mean, okay, maybe it is just because you're worried about Gully's End, but I have a feeling, I don't know. The fact that you called yourself king just now.
He did?
Yeah, you weren't there, Rafina. He referred to himself as King Bathwack.
Are you a king?
No, I'm not a king. I mean, Will and I have these crowns stuck to our heads. And,
Do I see crowns right now? Does Roscoe see crowns?
On Bathwack, definitely.
Yeah, not on Will.
I don't know. Not typically on Will. I don't know if he would have ever.
No, I do not let that
once. It might have. Anyway.
They're stuck to your heads. What's with clothes getting stuck to people with you guys?
A fair question.
But not sure why I said that. You know, the lady in the store, she was talking about a King Bathwack.
Yes.
Maybe it's someone else. Maybe it's me. I don't know.
Bathwack.
Hey, Will.
Rafina. There was no King Bathwack in Gully's End, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're in Bear Toggle, so you gotta stop yelling my name.
Annie Parr!
But that's the other thing I wanted to mention, that if there's a weirdo parallel dimension in which I'm a serial killer, then maybe that's where Bathwack is King Bathwack.
But he's calling himself King Bathwack. Now, unless we've gotten the king from this dimension, we just have an insufferable asshole with us who calls himself king. For no reason, except for a crown.
You mean two insufferable assholes.
Well, at least I don't call myself king.
Well, you know, it's hard when you have a crown stuck to your head.
I don't see any crown. Bathwack is the one stuck to his head that you can see all the time, unless his acquaintance changes that situation.
Oh, hold on a second.
His acquaintance?
Me!
Oh, okay.
Ah, too bad. All right.
What happened?
Uh-oh. What happened?
Nothing.
Were you trying to find something on Urban Dictionary?
No.
We'll never know, guys.
We'll never know. Curious. We'll never know.
Okay.
Bathwack looks like he wants to cast a spell, and then he sighs.
Oh, what is it? Oh, my God.
It's not prepared, I guess.
I would give you my inspiration if it can help in some way. I don't care. I just want the story to be fun. I'll give him my inspiration if that can help in some way. You gave me inspiration.
No, I actually have a point of inspiration I've never used.
Oh.
I know it's for rerolls and stuff, but like, I don't know what he wanted to do, but I love it when Alex shakes shit up.
Full disclosure, I don't know either.
Yeah, what were you going to do? What were you going to do?
I can tell Eric.
Uh-oh, secrets.
Gotta know, shit.
Come on, what am I going to give my inspiration? Since it's not used for inspiration, I also have to give my inspiration, and that's how much I care about it. If you want to do it, fucking do it, because we're not playing D&D, we're playing the made-up D&D that we like to play, which is the cool, do whatever's cool.
Asterisk.
In general, yeah. The asterisk, kushball, rule of cool.
Rule of cool.
Okay.
Convince me.
All right. If you both use your points of inspiration, then Alex can do what he wants.
Is it against me? Can I have any kind of hint about what it is?
He wants to cast a spell.
Okay, I'm cool with it. Do it. Take my inspiration.
All right, check it out. Uncheck it.
Yeah, I don't even know if I ever checked it, but you did it last time. You told me that. Yeah, no, how do we do it? This? Yep. Oh, cool. All right. You told me last time that I had it, so that's why I'm...
Go ahead, Bathwack.
Was it worth it? We'll find out. So I cast my spell.
Okay. And all of a sudden, Will appears to look like he does in reality.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
What spell?
Right, what form has Will been in this whole time?
Yeah, so describe what you did look like.
Can
and then
I know
what
the spell
like
is at least?
Dispel magic.
Oh, you fuck. Wow, it works on my...
You also can't fly, Nomo.
Nomo! Well,
for right now. It might have been gone already, but if it wasn't, it definitely is now.
Yay, inspiration!
And he was out of spell slots. That's what I let him do with both of your inspiration.
Whoa! Okay.
Hey, Rafina, I feel like as co-facilitators of this interaction, we might have been a bit remiss not to require everybody to be in their true forms.
I think it's actually better that we don't.
The important part about this is that Will is wearing a crown.
Yeah, totally.
Right, that's definitely true.
So am I.
Yeah, my hair is definitely way more messy than I was making it. I look way more haggard. I'm very pale and thin and tired looking.
Oh,
for
so
sure.
Has Roscoe ever seen Will in his true form? Like this?
No.
Like
no.
He's seen Will, but like done up, right? Like
Will has appeared as different people. Like I think I was Mr. Greenman at one point around you, but Will what I imagine Will does with a spell is that he never lets anyone see what he actually looks like, which is he's not somebody who's an adventurer. He's not happy to be here, and he's completely been stressed out for like 3 weeks, so he's not looking great.
But for clarification, Roscoe has never seen even a, like...
He knows what Will looks like.
You know what I look like. Like, I think Will has been looking like he has before, but he also looked like an Ibish at one point, too. Like, he changes what he looks like a lot.
Have different personas, but most of the time he has looked like Will, just like, you thought he was 22.
Well, not most of the time. I think a lot of the time I've looked... No, I don't make myself look that. It's not like Botox. It's not like that. It's just more like...
All of a sudden, varicose veins appear everywhere in your body. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Ew. That's real weird.
It is weird.
Fun times. But yeah, he just looks, you know, it's like if you, you know how, like, people who like to make themselves look good have a little makeup and
TikTok
do their
filters
hair.
Have been turned
all
off.
The filters are off. But is Dispel Magic a spell that lasts or is it instantaneous? Because as soon as Will realizes that that has been dropped, he will
not sure
subtly try to make himself look better.
Let's see.
Yeah, how much time does he have?
Yeah. No, it's just instantaneous.
Yeah, I think it's instantaneous.
It immediately ends the spells. Yeah.
Well, do I feel it? I'm assuming I feel it. I'm not stupid.
Sure. But it just in that instant, all I want to do is gesture to his crown. Just to show that we're somehow paired up in this way.
Yeah,
we're both.
Somehow. Kings. I know that was Alex, but still.
So yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Cast
well, again, here. Like when I get rid of my crown, I only subtly make my hair like slowly over time. I make it so that you can't even tell. It's just like over a couple minutes, I make myself look
Now, okay, Bathwack, I appreciate you showing me, demonstrating what you guys were talking about. Let's not do any more spells on each other, although I gotta say, Will, I appreciate seeing that you look a lot more like how I feel than I would have expected.
I have never been more offended in my entire life.
Will gets pale. Will gets paler.
Now look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything.
King.
And I can tell that you feel vulnerable and exposed.
I do not. I feel offended because somebody cast a spell on me in the sharing circle without the koosh ball, which I'm assuming needs to be held when I cast this next spell that I'm going to cast.
The koosh ball is dead.
Oh, yeah. If you look over, it is unrecognizable.
There's already dog poop on the side of the beer garden with little bits of koosh in it.
Then I don't need a koosh to cast any spells, Bathwack. Just be warned.
Go get the koosh poop.
Oh, the koosh poosh.
No, don't touch Roscoe's poop. I tell you, you don't want to do that. It's not like normal dog's poop.
Magic?
I don't know. Anyway, look.
Bathwack, why don't you tell us how you feel about the Kingmaker and what happened? And I'm going to cast this motherfucking spell.
I'm glad we're out of inspiration points.
Just suggestion.
All right. Wisdom saving throw, Bathwack. Assuming you're resisting. Will is casting suggestion.
Oh, you're suggesting that I tell you how I feel about
the Kingmaker and what happened with the Kingmaker to everybody. So you made Will feel vulnerable, and now Will's
actually as myself. Like, I'm not sure I remember exactly what. Maybe that's fine. Maybe that's also.
I think you would remember. It happened like 3 days ago. It wasn't even that long ago.
Two of those days were super boring.
You have to tell him what happened.
Well, he has to. We'll see if he saves.
Oh yeah. I gotta do. So it's a wisdom saving throw?
It is. Versus what? Your DC 16, I think?
Yes, it's 16.
19 plus then your fucking weird 7 thing. So yeah, you do not feel compelled to follow this course of action. That being said, you can certainly choose to. You're not bound to disobey.
Right, and so now, Will, what did you, like, what did Will specifically suggest? Said, why don't you tell me about...
Why don't you tell us about... How you feel about the Kingmaker and what happened with the Kingmaker.
Well, feels a little one-sided, Will. You never seem to share anything with anyone.
I just shared this. I wipe at my face.
Well, everyone, I found this crown in the woods. I touched it. And I found that it was on my head, and it wouldn't come off. And I met somebody. I'm not sure if Will knows that. Does Will know that?
Will knows all of this. We had a conversation in the woods. Like, legit, like, I feel bad about, like, Will doesn't. Maybe he does.
Where'd your mic go?
I feel bad. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I turned it off because I was chewing on a piece of ice. Will wouldn't really feel that bad, but also he probably does feel a little bad because this was a conversation that Will and Bathwack had in the woods, and it was like a really nice conversation, actually, because Will was like, let me help you if you encounter any other gods because this situation sucks. But because, like, Will is so shitty, because Bathwack made him feel shitty, Will is going to make Bathwack feel shitty and have to admit to this thing that happened in... He knows Bathwack's going to be embarrassed about it, probably.
So quick note, because I wanted to look something up. When you Google Xantras the Kingmaker, the first thing that comes up is our wiki page.
Are you serious?
Thanks.
And that may help
Alex. No way. Really?
Yep. Actually, just when I searched that one word.
Just Xantras?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
the first thing that comes up is the wiki.
Maybe we spell it
with a giant spoiler warning on top.
Wow.
All right. And so I can read this because
that's insane.
That's amazing.
So you met somebody? Who did you meet?
Was it a girl?
He's married, Rafina.
It was just a voice.
Oh, Annie Parr. Oops.
But it was the same voice that I heard in the Amber Temple. And just like in the Amber Temple, it asked if I wanted a gift. And I said yes. And now I can't seem to take this crown off. But I feel much stronger than I did before I accepted that gift. Just like before. I feel like I could change things.
Do you think you could change the future?
I don't know. I hope so. You're seeing whatever's in that book. If that's really the future.
We don't know that's the future. It's dumb to say you could change the future. Of course you could change that future. We don't... Never mind. That was a stupid thing to say.
Now, Bathwack, you feel stronger. Is that the only change you feel? From this gift?
Well, I have no idea why I need those boots. Don't really know why.
Now that's a strange interior horizon. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Wouldn't you be just as concerned? Concerned?
Thank you.
If one of us expressed the same thing?
Probably. I mean, there are many reasons why we feel what we feel, why we need things. Sometimes we don't know.
Sometimes
these things we feel for a reason, like that it's guiding us, you know, it's like.
Bathwack, we're not asking you to think something different. We're just asking you to observe it and see what the possibilities are. That may be an even better guide. You never know.
I mean, when I saw those boots in the shop, I kept thinking about when Will keeps casting fly on me. It's just the most amazing feeling. I mean, and to be able to do that without, you know, Will doesn't always, you know, he doesn't always like to cast fly on me. It'd be nice not to depend on him so much. And so, I mean, I saw those boots and I was like, this is great. I was happy. It was, you know, just a joyful thing. And somehow, I don't know, over the course of the conversation with that shopkeeper, I became more and more convinced that I need them. Like, they're, I don't know, maybe they're essential to me being able to protect people or, you know, stop whatever's going to happen in Gully's End.
Mm. And Will, you are afraid that if he got those boots, he would be able to replace you with them.
Bathwack could never replace me, Roscoe. Stop calling me afraid of everything. I don't appreciate it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Look, I appreciate how much you've all been disclosing.
Rafina, did you pay this guy? Is this like a secret therapist that you had us meet in the street?
What's a therapist?
Says a kid skipping through the bear beer garden.
What's a therapist?
Look, I'm not a secret therapist, all right? I'm just a traveling weirdo.
He's a snake oil salesman.
And since Will, Bathwack, the two of you have revealed truths about yourselves, I'm happy to reveal an uncomfortable truth about myself. It's something that is coming to mind, coming to the surface, as I hear all of you talk about gifts and feelings and voices and feeling guided. And I just have to admit that I'm sitting here feeling like, kinda, like that would be great if I felt guided in any fucking way. Do you want to know about the last gift I got? The last gift I got is this lucky coin. He puts it on the table. I got that from the woman that I loved. The best night of my life. She told me, Tanya was her name, she told me that this coin would bring me luck. It would bring me everything I ever want, need, or desire. And do you know what happened later that night? Her father, my boss, found out about us, and he came to me. He came to my tent in a paternalistic rage, and he picked a fight with me. And it was a rotten, dirty, down-and-out fight in the mud. It was raining that night. First we were fighting in my tent, and then it was a kerfuffle. We fell out of the tent into the mud. And he was trying to punch me, and I was trying to defend myself. And the fight just gradually moved over next to the lion training ring. And there was more kerfuffling. And then he came at me one more fateful time. And as I gripped that lucky coin in my hand, I stepped to the side, and he fell right in to the lion training ring. And those lions, whose names were Penn and Teller.
And what was the other lion's name?
One was Penn and Teller, and the other was
Barnum
named
and Bailey. Barnum and Bailey.
Siegfried and Roy.
There we go.
Had to Google that one.
Amazing. Yes.
Penn and Teller and Siegfried and Roy tore the love of my life's father apart right in front of my very eyes.
Yikes.
And when she came in the rain and looked at me and looked at what she thought I had done, I know she could never look at me the same way. So I ran. I got out of there. And I drove as far as I could, as long as I could. It always felt like a bitter irony to me that the very same night I got this lucky coin, I lost the very person who gave it to me, the very person who promised that I would be okay the rest of my life. So, gifts, feelings, guides. I don't know. I've always felt like I'm... I'm not done yet, Rafi. Annie Paul, whatever you...
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
If you ask me, I've always felt like I'm the unluckiest bastard who's ever lived.
Will snickers.
Are you
but
done?
Now,
oh, no.
Is just the prologue.
This is all prologue. I got three more pages here.
This is by a different author.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
Oh. By a different
and now, I don't know. I meet you guys, and your book has a hole into which my key fits. And I start having weird feelings more frequently.
Oh my God.
And I don't know, maybe I'm just starting to feel like maybe there is something to this whole guide thing. Maybe I was supposed to meet up with the three of you. And I'm thankful.
Are you done?
That's it. I'm done now. Yeah.
Rufina runs over and sobs into your mustard stain.
Aww.
No, so that makes sad. It worse. The tears make it worse. You'd sweat into it.
I don't have tears. Any sweat. I have no glands.
Rufina has no, Rufina has no glands.
Eric, don't write that down.
Too late. I mean,
that various is Glannon. Notes. That's Glannon.
Yeah. Glannon.
Now you know everything about my backstory.
But I want it. I am unsettled by this ending with Tanya. Unsettled! But let's be okay with that unsettled feeling and this discomfort and this sad. Can we try? I don't think I can do it. I'm trying. Okay. Okay, Roscoe. That was amazing. Thank you for being one of us. You are a gift to us. Will, aww, you're going to have to sit with that. Sit with it. He's your lucky coin.
Is Will sitting right now?
Yeah, he's been sitting with his leg over the other leg, like almost like he has to pee. He's trying to contain himself.
Dr. Abbott.
Yeah, oh, yes. He's trying to contain himself very much. He never would, but Yeah, Everwood. Definitely
Rufina
Everwood.
Playfully passes, tosses a potato to Will. It probably bounces
hot.
Off
Is
of
it hot?
Him.
Is it hot?
Not anymore.
It's cold. I don't want cold
not
potatoes.
After, not after Roscoe's book. No, it's great.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, Will, does he catch it? I catch it. I catch the potato. Okay. Is it cold?
Oh, good job, Will.
It's warm.
It's tepid. Tepid
it's
potato.
It's soft. So it smooshes a little bit when you catch it. Tepid potato.
It's my next okay, Cupid username.
It's definitely not.
Asterisk. Explain it.
Oh yeah, the asterisk rule.
What's Bathwack doing?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to write back to your
oh, okay.
comments, but I'll just backspace it. Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, Bathwack just told you a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing? I think he's just listening to everybody's conversation. He's thinking about what he said. It's like listening to his words over and over again.
Hey, Bathwack.
Hmm?
Let's just say, hypothetically, if there's any chance, let's just say that your desire to have the boots is somehow rooted in something bad. Let's just say. Let's just say it. Let's just pretend. What might these urges and everything be a symbol of? Or, you know, like, what should we do? What should we do?
Will, did you see the waterfall?
Yes.
Did the rest of us see it? I can't remember if we could
saw it, but just for like a moment. And then it disappeared.
You saw it. I mean, you got up close to it. The only thing you guys didn't see were the words at the bottom of the pool.
We didn't see the words, got it.
Correct.
Can you remember what
Will did?
What you saw at the bottom of the pool, Will?
Can you remember?
I wouldn't be asking you if I could remember.
Like we're playing the question game.
I mean, I don't know if you'll even believe me. Because it was about me. Do you remember now? My name was in the bottom of the fountain. It was about trusting me and listening to me. So, I don't know. Thought you might.
Whoa! That's different guidance coming from an unexpected quarter. Tell us more, Bathwack. What did it say?
I'm hoping Will can remember it verbatim.
Are you actually, Alex, having trouble remembering what it said? Because I have it.
I know exactly what it said.
Were you not listening to my recap?
It was five words.
Oh, yeah. What? So, yeah, it said something about listening to Will, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And what wasn't there a crown?
In between the two lines, it was like a
yeah.
Not a. It didn't look. It looked like a depiction of a crown.
Yeah.
So what do you think that means, Will? Listen to you, trust you. What? No. I mean the words are obvious, right? But the crown. Like. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's probably up to you. It's your waterfall, your interpretation. I don't know anything about waterfalls.
What do you think it means, Will? Says Bernard.
I think it means to trust me and listen to me. Take it for face value.
Yeah, but there's a crown in it. I mean, somehow you think this crown is evil. I mean, what's the crown doing there? Marking those words to trust Will. Maybe I shouldn't listen to Will. Maybe Will is taking me down the wrong path here.
Wait. But a waterfall would tell you the wrong thing? I mean, no, it wouldn't. Probably, right? Isn't that your whole deal? Waterfalls, we've been running into those. They're important.
Yeah, all right. I was just entertaining the thought.
I mean, right, like, the crown is not good, I don't think, but I mean... I don't know what to tell you about waterfalls. What am I supposed to say? That's not my thing.
Do you remember when you accepted a gift and your voice changed and your smile changed and Lank accepted a gift and his eyes fell out?
Yes, I remember all those things. That's why I'm sure that there's something wrong with you. And that is why you broke Shimi's leg.
But this gift is... I mean, nothing like that has happened to me. I just feel...
Yes, it has.
I feel great. I mean...
Bathwack, you might feel great, but you're acting like an asshole. And that's my job, so... Stop encroaching on my territory.
So what are you guys going to do about it, says Bernard.
I mean, I did kill somebody. I was trying to cast command and something else happened.
Your magic is fucked up? Like, what, do you think the waterfall is messed up because it's linked to you?
No. Bathback suddenly gets, like, his face sort of slowly changes. Uh-oh. Like, uh-oh, no.
What?
No, like, he's
it's
just
Ricardo Ulysses!
Yeah, that's right. He rips off his Bathback face and underneath.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. And he pulls out I forget what it's called, so I can't even make my joke. The thing that Ricardo stole from Bathwack.
The puppet?
That I've had for ages and ages.
The something of Ravenkind.
The holy symbol.
Yeah.
No, sorry, but his face changes. Like, he suddenly realizes that maybe these things are all connected. It's taken him long enough, but...
What's all connected? Oh, shoot. What? Will's looking at... Will looks a little anxious and is looking at Bathwack, trying to read his expression. Can I roll insight on what's going on with Bathwack as he's talking about the waterfall?
Sure.
All right. Insight? Boop.
Oh.
13.
Can I, before I know the result, do my thing where I bend my luck? Oh, a luck point. Yeah, that's what I want to use.
Which is what? Just re-roll it?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to get better insight.
And you have to take it, no matter 21. What it is, right? Okay, 21.
No, and... I think it's just the better one, right?
I
otherwise, why would that be lucky? Use this ability before the outcome. You can choose which of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what were you inciting?
I was trying to see what that facial expression was about because of
the
waterfall situation and my name being involved in the crown. He said his face changed and then he's like, Will is nervous.
You are not nervous by the face change. You might be initially because you think it might be, you know, who knows, like hardened resolve. But it's not like that. Bathwack looks more concerned, and would it be fair to say maybe slightly scared, Alex?
Yeah, well, definitely, yeah, worried. Yeah.
Like, maybe that the... So, remind me, what was the last thing that he said out loud, though? Was it about the waterfall? Like, what was it? What was he... What is he... Can you say out of character, what are the things you're saying that are coming together?
We were talking about how he killed somebody. He cast command and he ended up killing them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry if my shouting at your face doesn't get that across, but that's what I've been saying the whole time. You making a deal, you know, whatever you want to call it, with this bad entity means that you are not going to... Yeah, I do remember making a deal with a bad entity against my will, really. I mean, it was to protect myself. Wouldn't have wanted to do it in the first place, but I had to.
I haven't been completely upfront with you, Will.
Uh-oh.
Whoa! Okay. Time to tell some truth.
Oh, man. No, I'm sorry. I'm just,
Just kidding.
Uh-oh.
No,
what?
No, I... The
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
35 years and 9 months ago, I met a woman in Tivoli.
What?
Amazing.
God. Amazing. I killed the wrong dad. All right, anyway.
Sorry.
I've spoken with Santress more than once, Will.
Okay.
And the second time I spoke to him, he gave me another gift. And that gift is why I can cast Eldritch Blast like you. And that's the spell I used to kill that woman.
I thought it was an accident.
It was an accident. But it's an accident that seems too connected with this gift. I don't. There is something wrong with me, but I don't know what to do.
Wow. That's it's a brave thing to say, Batwack. Hey, everybody. Why did the fish swim off the waterfall?
Why?
For the halibut.
Wait, can asterisk. You asterisk it? Thank you! Can you explain it?
I think you have to say asterisk now after that asterisk, because I think that was part of the joke.
Rafina's completely serious. She's never heard of a halibut.
Oh, well, a halibut is a type of fish.
And it kind of...
Oh, okay. You get it now?
I thought she was crying again for a second.
Wait, I'm so happy I now know another animal in my kingdom. Oh, my personal animal
kingdom. King Rafina.
I wasn't trying to distract from a tense revelatory moment. I was just trying to ease the pressure, if that makes sense. Also, I used to work for a Soikis. So
yeah.
That's actually where I learned about facilitation. It was weird. It's a weird circus. Soikis.
Thank you.
We would talk about our feelings every night.
I don't ever want to go to that circus. Please disinvite me if it exists.
Heard of your
still.
I think I've heard it's called the Family Circus, right?
Yeah, it was always more cute than funny.
Tanya Keene and her father Bill.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I like the power this Santras gives me. But I'm certain this is not going to end well.
I mean, unless Xantris is a waterfall situation and you've always been guided by Xantris, huh?
No?
Are you sure? Maybe you've all been this way the whole time, your whole life. Maybe, Batwack. Maybe you've never been as good as you thought you were.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what? I'm supposed to listen to you, Will?
I'm just saying!
Does that need like half an asterisk, Will, or no? Says Bernard.
I mean, yeah, fine, sure. I'm just saying, you know, if you really like this power and you're okay with making deals with dark entities from cursed lands, maybe you're not the guy you thought you were. But that's okay. I don't judge you for that. That's fine. It sounds like what, Roscoe?
It sounds, Will, to me, like Batwack has just had a moment where he realized and acknowledged that he might be in the grips of something that he doesn't want to be in the grips of. And maybe he's asking for our help. Will, maybe he's asking for your help.
Roscoe, you weren't there when I offered to help him. And then later, he didn't even listen to my help.
This is a new moment.
Help me, Will.
Ooh.
Says Bernard.
In what way? Get you? I mean, I have the offer still stands.
Take my crown off. I don't know.
I wish I could. I don't want this one on either. But I already told you, any other entities come to you, tell them to talk to me. Don't talk to them anymore. If you really don't want to go down this path, have them talk to me. I'll be able to get them to go away or whatever, probably. They'll be annoyed. They'll probably curse me or something.
Matt stands up abruptly. The chair slides back and falls over.
Uh-oh.
And he shouts, Xantras, talk to Will.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
So this echoes.
Okay.
This actually echoes.
Wait, there's no echo out here.
I know.
This echoes?
Yeah.
Specifically tested this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's shit. Wild.
That was like rule six. No echoes.
Rule six. We can't have any echoes in the beer garden.
Oh, my gosh.
So all the acoustic foam is hung up everywhere. And
yeah. That like tries to take the crown off his head.
It doesn't budge.
He's still trying.
You don't hear anybody talking. But the echoing is still reverberating. You are stymied, Roscoe and Rafina.
Yeah, Roscoe wants to figure out, he's very curious. Is this, why would one person's voice echo while another person's wouldn't?
It's because of the god.
Yeah,
he's
I'm looking around. Is there any god around? Like, do I feel like that? Because that is weird. It echoed. So, like,
Roscoe,
before it didn't echo.
Well, yeah, but you guys weren't here for the
last one. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Roscoe will be, like, in an effort to try to experiment, he looks at Bathwack. He looks at Will. He looks at Rafina, whose voice didn't echo earlier. And he will try to gather more information by also shouting out,
yeah, Xantras, talk to Will. Everybody, let's do it. Xantras, talk to Will.
Xantras, how do you spell your name?
Oh, shit. Will's like, oh, no. Like, all of a sudden, like, oh, God. Uh-oh, the pressure.
I'm supposed to listen to you, Will. You said bring him to you.
Sure.
He comes and talks to me. Bring him to you.
Right, but, like, wait, I didn't know we were going to, like, page him. Or
We're trying to help. Bathwack, Will, say it, Xantras, talk to me.
Fuck you, Xantras, talk to me. I mean, like, it's not going to happen. I can't summon a god. Guys, this is a lot of pressure.
You're hearing your voices, they're all echoing, and it's like this reverberation, and it just keeps, and it like,
oh gosh,
sinks up until it's just this echoey shout of Xantras!
Oh my god.
Xantras!
Okay, ooh.
And it's building.
Oh god, can I try to take my crown off? I want to try to take my crown off. No.
And Rafina's voice echoed too, right?
When she everything's
so it's this big, and I mean like Roscoe in the fervor of like trying to be productive here in a friendly interpersonal way for the first time in his life feels like he's like actually praying to a god. Aww. He is trying to actually summon Xantras.
Can I look at Bernard? Is Bernard being weird? I'm like,
he looks like a worried, nervous dog.
Okay.
Like almost like he needs a thunder shirt. Like,
oh no.
And he's like circling around you, and then he's going over and circling around Bathwack.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm worried too, actually, because I feel like we're going to bring Xantras here. I don't know what's going on.
I know. I run over and try to smack Bathwack's crown off of Zed. Like, I'm just literally like, if it's this chaotic and like the echoes and shit, like Will's trying to be like,
I picture the little jump you have to make to reach up because he's now tall.
I mean, like, does it seem like I'm picturing like a weird, I'm picturing probably more than what you're saying, but it feels like the sky is darkening.
Yeah, what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't actually, but
the temperature is dropping.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Feel like the pressure is dropping.
Right, so yeah, it's more like the pressure thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Like a storm is coming.
So Pippa was eating the potato that I'd thrown at Will. Is she still doing that or does she care what's happening right now?
You guys actually notice that, you specifically notice Pippa, she was over there, she was sort of daintily chewing at this potato, But yeah, she had stopped, and you think that if she had fur on her spine, it would be standing up. But you see her doing this because your eye is drawn there as Will smacks the crown off of Bathwack's head, and it goes clattering over into the corner of the courtyard there, right next to where Pippa is.
I want to smack mine off. Smack mine off.
You actually, it was. Remember how it was like, kind of tilted on your head? You reach up to smack it off, and it's already sliding off of your head.
Oh,
and
wow.
It clatters to the ground as well.
Oh my gosh!
The sound immediately stops, as if there's no way that anything could possibly echo in here.
Oh my god!
Bathwack, you now no longer feel any kind of compulsion that you've been describing.
Oh.
And you also don't feel as, in quote, strong.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I look a little different. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have quite the twinkle in my eye.
Oh. Oh no.
But yeah. Maybe a different kind now, a different one. I'm actually elated. Bathwack is elated.
Yeah. You can't tell because his posture is worse.
Yeah. So the crown is in the corner of the room right now?
Yeah, it's like over near where Pippa was, kind of. Yep, and Will's just on the ground by his feet. God.
This is amazing. We need to hide those. Like, we need to... no, but I don't want to touch it again. God. I can't. I hope no one touches that. I don't know what to do.
Will's not going to let anyone else touch his. He's going to try to pick it up.
Over the table, did Bathwick just lose that huge bonus to like allies' roles?
No, that's part of his paladinish, right. But it's not going to be as good of a bonus.
It's not. It's no longer huge. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So yeah, full disclosure. Yeah, I'll say what it is. I don't know if it's ever actually been explicitly said to you guys, but Xantris was buffing Bathwack's charisma. Just his raw charisma score, and that's what a lot of his stuff is based on anyway.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Clearly made Bathwack stupidly powerful.
Now he's just stupid.
Now he's just stupid, yeah.
No, he's awesome! I don't know what just happened, though, and I'm kind of freaking out.
But Bathwack's elated? That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the scene in Carnival. Featuring the actor who plays the pastor on Everwood.
I thought you were going to say Mystic.
Mystic River?
Yes, I'm sorry. Not Mystic Pizza. Mystic River.
Mystic Pizza.
I tried so hard last week to make a Mystic Pizza joke. But I
also a good movie, but a very different movie.
A very different movie. Very true. So the crowns are on the ground, and what do you want us to do? Anything else? Is that
the end? I was kind of just going to say, and that's where...
Oh, God, okay.
We're gonna, so, yeah, you see, you're all just surrounding Bathwack.
Yeah.
He's standing there again, like, a little more slouchied.
A little more slouchy. And a giant smile on his face.
Aww.
And we'll find out what happens next time
on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay.
Wow.
What a great thing to do in the lead up to like what might be like a battle.
I know.
Right. Yeah. I already have only half of my hit points because Will has the other half of
them. I know. I have so many. Woo-bee.
Should give some back. It's rude.
It's itchy. I don't like it. I've said that before. Will's it itches. I didn't ask for it and I didn't want
it. You've been looking for a creams and ointments store.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. That's right. I remember.
Now, because it won't distract, I can share this with everybody. One second. Put it in the chat.
Oh my gosh!
What is it? Where? Here. What
is
it?
It's in here.
That is so great. That is so great.
That has to be the image or whatever.
Yeah.
That's so great.
That's so fantastic.
Oh my
personally
gosh.
Derived mustard for the soul.
We gotta do like a change the title or change the authors or something. That's amazing, babe. That's so insane.
I feel like we all contributed so much today. Holy
crap.
That was
insane.
It's like we were all present. I'm not kidding. I mean, it's a joke, but I'm not kidding.
Oh, well, you know, Adam seemed to wake up. Adam, did you feel like you woke up?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, not Roscoe and Rufina you to be asleep, so but, oh my goodness.
Roscoe and Rufina are the best.
No, but like we all
ever.
Like were active in the recap. We were all like,
oh my gosh,
facilitating
yeah.
and arguing and talking to gods. Holy crap!
And then we should watch an episode of Basket.
I'm up for it.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Up for it. Okay. Save all this stuff.
I'll be right back.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.